Abortion industry admits trafficking aborted baby body parts in Planned Parenthood video journalist's criminal hearing. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 12, 2019. The preliminary hearing in the criminal case against Planned Parenthood video journalists David Alaidan and Sandra Merritt is in its second week in San Francisco as abortion industry workers have admitted to trafficking the body parts of aborted babies. Alaidan and Merritt, video journalists with the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, produced a series of undercover videos that exposed the fetal tissue trafficking practices of Planned Parenthood and its partners in the biomedical procurement industry. Alaidan and Merritt are the first undercover journalists to be criminally prosecuted in the history of the state of California, noted Liberty Counsel, which represents Merritt. The journalists were slapped with 15 felony charges by the Office of the California Attorney General, AG, including its past AG, current U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, and her successor, Xavier Becerra. Harris received thousands of dollars in campaign donations from Planned Parenthood and, subsequently, she and her office raided Dalyden's home and seized his personal property, including his laptop, instead of prosecuting the abortion giant. Liberty Counsel reported this week that, while in 2015, biomedical company Stem Express publicly denied the authenticity of the CMP videos, while under oath the company's founder and CEO, known as Doe 12, testified the documents shown in the CMP videos are authentic Stem Express documents. Liberty Counsel continued. Before founding Stem Express, Doe 12 was a tissue procurement technician for Advanced Bioscience Resources, responsible for collecting and harvesting baby body parts from Planned Parenthood. In her sworn testimony, Doe 12 admitted that when a fetal brain is able to be harvested, it is because the baby's head may still be attached to the body after being pulled out of the womb. When confronted with her statements on undercover video about shipping intact cases, she also did not deny that Stem Express harvests and transfers unborn children from completely intact abortions. When Doe 12 was questioned about Stem Express connection with studies that required beating heart, she hesitated. When the judge demanded an answer, she said reluctantly, "Yes, we have provided heart tissue to Stanford University." Previously, a former Planned Parenthood medical director, Doe 9, contradicted her testimony. A video played in court showed Doe 9, while leading lunch in a restaurant with undercover journalists Alaidan and Merritt, discussing how she participates in the sale of body parts of aborted babies. The following day, however, Doe 9 admitted in court that the video was accurate and that her discussions with the video journalists had not been edited or altered. Additionally, witness Doe 7, a non-physician who performed surgical abortions for Planned Parenthood Northern California, had also testified that she regularly provided tissue from babies she aborted at Planned Parenthood, as CMP reported. Alaidan is represented by Thomas More Society, TMS. Peter Breen, TMS vice president, said in a statement, "Everything that Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation have been trying to do is an attempt to shut down and silence anyone who knows about their scheme to sell baby parts and organs for profit. Their heinous practices have involved exterminating babies born alive and manipulating abortion techniques without informing the women they've victimized. These bad players, the abortion industry movers and shakers, are doing terrible things for money. They are not acting in the best interests of their patients. And they are chopping up and shipping out these little pre-born children like they are cattle being turned into hamburger." Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel chairman, said in a statement, "It sounds like a gross science fiction movie. However, this preliminary hearing will continue to reveal the real crimes or the illegal and violent acts performed on innocent children in order to be sold for profit," he added.